As the Vikings were walking off Lambeau Field on Sunday night in Green Bay, they paused for a quick moment to celebrate their NFC North title and then moved on to the task at hand. Sunday marks a whole new season, the NFL playoffs, lose and go home. And for a Viking team playing their first postseason game since 2012, thinking about ending this season is not on anyone's mind.
You know, it was a big win for us to win the NFC North, but, you know, now we're in the playoff, and our biggest thing is right now is to keep on winning games and stay in the playoffs, and it starts with Seattle. And we've got to go out there, execute our calls, and finish this up strong.
But Sunday's meeting at TCF Bank Stadium won't be easy. The 11-5 Vikings, coming off their first division title since 2009, get to face the Seattle Seahawks. The NFC champion the past 2 years come to town playing their best football of the season and will pose quite the threat.
Yeah, they're playing good ball right now, and that's what good teams do down the stretch. You know, you start clicking, and so that's our job to, you know, start clicking on defense as well to combat that.
We just have to continue to do the things that got us here and not beat ourselves. We're getting ready to face a pretty tough Seattle defense. Those guys playing some good football right now, winning 6 out of their last 7 games. So, you know, that's going to be a challenge for us, but it's good to be back home to get a playoff game.
Defense has been the calling card of Seattle's Super Bowl appearances, and this year they again lived up to that. The Seahawks D allowed the fewest points per game again in 2015, their fourth straight year with the achievement.
They're really, really good at what they do. I wouldn't say they're extremely fancy at everything that what they do, but they do it and they say, here we are, let's go, and they get after you. They're physical, they play great in coverage, they play great in a run. To me, that's impressive when you don't have to try to trick people all the time and things like that. You can just, you know, you can play your base defense and get after people, and they do that.
The Vikings enter the NFL playoffs with a young and emerging roster, but a group short on playoff experience. A time for the veterans to show their younger teammates the importance of the postseason and learning from the mistakes made in the regular season.
You know, continue to mature, and, you know, because we have a lot of young guys that haven't been in this position before, you know. So, you know, see guys continue to mature, continue to do the little things that we know we can do, and realize that Denver game and Arizona, those small things that can make, you know, that can cause you to lose a game. You know, now it's getting crunch time. You know, so just really being mature and eliminating those things. And just keep doing what we're doing, putting our best foot forward, you know, playing for one another. And, you know, I feel like the sky's the limit if we continue to do that.
The playoffs bring another level of intensity, and each and every play could mean the difference between a win or going home for 2015. It was just over a month ago that the Seahawks came to TCF Bank Stadium and left with a victory over the Vikings. But plenty has changed in that time, and Sunday at noon, the Vikings will take the field in the NFL postseason. The winner advances. The loser packs up for the year. And the Vikings have nothing on their mind but moving forward with another week of playoff action.
A lot of excitement, you know, a chance to win it all. Playoffs is a step closer for us to get into the main goal that we set at the beginning of the year. So it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of excitement. So, you know, I can't wait.
It's definitely big, definitely big. We haven't made the playoffs since 2012. So, you know, we turned this organization and getting right on back on the right path. You know, Coach Zimmer came in, did a great job, and turned this program back around. And it's a start. It's a start for big things coming in the future.
Going down in history as, you know, the first team to make it to the Super Bowl and win. You know, that's how I feel like we can make it happen. Of course, together, you know, but that'll definitely kind of put a stamp on your legacy and the things that you have done for the organization and the state of Minnesota.